nossos olhos as águas dos rios, o brilho dos peixes, a sombra da mata, orvalho da noite, o espanto da caça, a dança dos ventos, a lua de prata.
can I be sure you care? Wishes are the dreams of requited. They come and go like eddies of air. The afternoon sun is brightly shining, coming through the window pane, washing away this feeling of emptiness, putting me back on the plane.
If a man isn't a man anymore, what's he got left that he should be living
for? Okay, tell me about it. What's the story?
Well, you know that little nurse that was through here last night with the 325th? The little one with the big boobs, yeah. Well, anyway, I wasn't going to fool around out here because I got these three girls that I'm... engaged to back home.
And you wanted to be faithful to them. Baby, you are 7,000 miles from home.
Yeah, there anyway, I took her out last night, and I failed.
You mean she wouldn't put up for you, don't
well,
you?
She wanted to in the worst way, but it was me. I just couldn't.
Well, you couldn't.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
happen.
No. Maybe that happens to everybody. It's happened to me maybe four or five times.
Yeah, well, it's never happened to me before.
You're the dental Don Juan of Detroit.
That's just a cover-up.
What's a cover-up?
Don Juanism. I've been reading about it all day. It's a cover-up.
It's a cover-up for what?
Well, I'm a fairy.
Have you done anything?
No, but it's only a matter of time. Yeah. Boy, I just can't face it.
Well, you know, man of war, after they retired him from racing, they put him out to stud. And he had an average of about 120, 130 foals every year, and he lived to be 36. And then when he died, they did an autopsy, and they found out that he was a raving queen.
No, it's okay, fellas. I know you've been talking about me. And, well, I came over to tell you that I've decided that I'm going to commit suicide. Do you have any particular method that you'd recommend?
Black capsule.
Black capsule.
Right. Oh,
black
capsule.
Yeah, that's neat.
What's a black capsule? Do you have any of them? Does it work?
It worked for Hitler and Eva Braun.
It's simple and it's effective.
Through early morning fog, I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
Hawk, I really must, I cannot give absolution to a man who is about to commit suicide. It's a mortal sin.
Look, Daigle, he is not committing suicide. He is only intending to commit suicide. So you're not dealing with an act, you're dealing with an intention. And if it works, if what we're doing works, then he will not commit suicide. So therefore, you are preventing a mortal sin, okay?
Well, I should check.
Will you check on it?
Many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skins.
All right, where you at? Now then, you all come here to see your final farewell to old Walt here.
Farewell, Walt.
Dear old Walt. You know, I got an idea that maybe it's not such a final farewell after all. I think maybe old Walt's going on and into the unknown to do a little recon work for us all. Huh?
I just want to say one thing. Nobody ordered Walt to go on this mission. He volunteered a certain death.
That's true.
That's what we award our highest medals for.
That's beautiful.
That's what being a soldier is all about.
Oh, yes.
Here,
oh,
here.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Early morning fog, I see.
Walt, here's your black capsule.
Look, this thing works pretty fast, doesn't it? I think I better go lie down over there.
Withheld for me, I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
You're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be on my way in less than 12 hours.
I suppose who it's going to be really roughest on, though, is your husband.
Why are you all of a sudden so concerned with him?
I mean, a man would be more considerate to his wife. He wouldn't go home a nervous wreck.
But you're just going to have to stop using logic, because I mean, you're just proving why I shouldn't go to bed with you.
I didn't mean me. You have the rare privilege that happens on certain occasions to chief executives of states or nations. You have the privilege of restoring a human being's life by a tender act of mercy.
What is this? Oh, Hawkeye, is he dead?
No. He's not dead. Not yet. Painless has a grave psychological problem, and you are the only person who can help him.
Oh, no, Hawkeye. Oh, no. Come on.
No, Maria, no. You've got to look on this as a nurse. It's a painless needs it. For therapeutic value, it will help him, and it certainly wouldn't do you any harm either. To think about it for a bit, if you think that your virtue is more important than Painless's life, that's fine. That's entirely up to you. I just want you to stay here and be with him for a minute. Just look at him. Just stay close to the whole man. And look at him.
Hawkeye? Ridiculous.
Find ourselves another place to stay. Today the sun will rise and I know it's gonna light our way to live every minute of every golden sky. And its heavenly silvery eye. And woman, I see by the fire in your eyes that you see. It's imminent now that we learn what we
suddenly want to sing.